OC star Samira Armstrong, Black Lives Matter movement, a $1 billion domestic terrorist organization run by Marxist criminals. By Warner Todd Houston on September 18, 2020. Actress Samira Armstrong launched into an impassioned speech in a 7-minute video that saw the OC star hammer the far-left mob, call out the Marxist criminals and uneducated woke white people pushing the Black Lives Matter movement, and she declared Joe Biden and Kamala Harris out of their minds. Armstrong also praised police, who she said have been thrown under the bus by spineless politicians. Armstrong said Joe Biden and his running mate Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, are out of their minds. The actress called the Black Lives Matter movement an act of warfare at the hands of Marxist criminals, woke white, angsty uneducated hashtag Antifa, who do not have the bandwidth to navigate an indoor golf course, let alone life. They are not bright. They are manipulative criminals. They are puppets of an agenda. This must end now, she said of those leading the BLM movement. White guilt, celebrity endorsement, and corporate pandering has funded this $1 billion domestic terrorist organization. Watch below. Indeed, blue-chip corporations have poured hundreds of millions of dollars into various social justice organizations and causes, including Black Lives Matter, in the wake of nationwide protests and riots over the death of George Floyd. As Breitbart News has reported, the figure is over $1 billion. What's more, Hollywood titans, like Netflix CEO Reed Hastings, power producers, like J.J. Abrams, directors like Jordan Peele, and actors, like George Clooney have also funded social justice groups to the tune of over $230 million. And as far as BLM and Marxism, Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Cullors admitted in a 2015 interview that many in the movement, including Cullors, considered themselves trained Marxists. I'm voting hashtag Trump 2020, Samira Armstrong said, noting that she risks losing her acting career because she isn't towing the far left, Hollywood line. This is my opinion. I'm sharing it with you at the cost of everything because it is my right. It is your right to refute it. What I hope comes from this is that we are able to have an open dialogue. There are so many in our great country who have been bullied into silence at the doing of a far left mob. Freedom of speech must be restored. Logic must be restored. Critical thinking must be restored, the 39-year-old actress told her Instagram followers. Stop placating to the emotionally undeveloped, who have an inability to process the meaning of personal responsibility, as if they are the cultural guide of which we should follow, the resurrection star continued. Donald Trump isn't even technically a Republican himself. He's always socially at heart been a Democrat, a liberal I should say. Because he believes in social equality. So, this fallacy that he's an evil racist, bigot is fucking bullshit. The actress was unbridled in her support for the police. Our policemen and women have been thrown under the bus by spineless politicians, Armstrong said. We owe the police our most heartfelt apologies and gratitude for their sacrifice. I know you want the best for black people. I believe most people do. I spoke in support of BLM. I wanted to help. This is not what you or I signed up for. Enough is enough. God bless America. I love you all, she said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.